If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey, designers, we are going to talk about the significant design results you should be tracking. I think this will help a lot of you as you're getting started, because if you are getting started, this is the best time to track things. And as incredibly unsexy as that sounds, it makes a huge difference. So I'm going to talk to you about one specific tracking method that my hope is really helps you. So this is what I want you to do. You can do, I think to begin with, let's keep it simple. If you want to get more in depth than this, I think it's actually very helpful. This actually works for social media, works for a number of other things, depending on what you're trying to track in your business. But if you're a designer here, this is what you should be tracking. Okay. So what I like to do is track at least, this is why we're going to keep it simple, one product, the top product by month and by category. I'm going to say that one more time, and then I'm going to explain it, and then I'm going to give you examples, okay? So don't worry if you're like, what the heck is Karina talking about, okay? So you're going to track your top product by month by category, okay? So top product is the easy part, right? So if it is December and my top product is a advent calendar, which it would not be, you guys know why, right? Too late. Advent calendar is way too late, but let's just pretend my top product for the month of December is an advent calendar. And I recommend tracking this by money, like so how much money is made, not by how many products were sold. Now, number of products sold is important information too. So if you want to track both of those things, you just might get two different products. That happens very often, and that's okay. So maybe you have, let's pretend you're expanding out and you're going to find out the top product by actual money made, and then the top product by number of products sold. Okay. Now, why does this matter? So for example, I have a gingerbread house, and you guys may know or may not know that I only sell it on my own website. Now, I have tons of platforms I could sell it on, but I only sell it on my own website because it is the most expensive SVG product I sell. It is $24.99. The rest of my SVGs are sold for about 99 cents, $1.99. $2.99, depending on the product. Okay. It is by far my most expensive product. Okay. So I might only sell 5 of that product, which will make me the same amount of money of selling 100 of a 99 cent product. Do you guys see what I'm saying? So both of those numbers matter, but if you are selling something, you kind of want to know like, what's the product that's making me the most money and what's the product that has the most sales, okay? Because by digging into that information, you're able to do more with what you're currently designing, okay? So that's your top product. It might be two things depending on what you want to track. I like tracking money. When I track money, then I know what I need to make more of, okay? So then you do the top product and you do it by month. Why is this so important, okay? If we track by month, what happens is we figure out what is the best per month. Now, it's December, so what is going to track well in this month is going to be very different than what tracks in June. Let me give you an example of this. In our Etsy shop last March, we were putting advertising dollars behind paper flowers. They were doing very, very well in our shop, okay? By the time we rolled around to October, we were not putting advertising dollars behind paper flowers. That makes no sense. Instead, we were putting it behind Halloween products. So tracking products by month instead of year or even by a certain date is really important, because then you're able to see really what the best products are. Now, by the way, I'm giving you kind of like the minimum of what you should be doing. If you want to go full on out, you can take your top 5 or take your top 10 products and kind of see what's going on month by month, okay? And the last thing is by category. Now, why does this matter? Most of you will have multiple categories that you are designing for. Maybe you're designing seamless pattern repeats and you are also designing die cutting files or stickers. So every category gets its own top product. Does that make sense? Now, why is this so great? So if I laid this out on an Excel sheet and I could see it was the month of December, and I could see that in my category of die cuts that this particular item was doing the best financially, and then I saw right next to it that this other product was doing so much financially, and then my third product category, or if you have one, was doing this much so financially. So what it does is it tells me which products I should spend more time on. And like I say to all my Design Suite members, we follow the money. And because we're following the money, we're going to choose to do the things that make the most sense on our tracking. Okay, so our Excel sheet tracking. So this is why I think this is a really good thing to be tracking. And while tracking is not as sexy as I wish it were, because there are lots of things I hate tracking, tracking actually helps you know what kind of designs you should be making in the future and what kinds of things you should be putting to the forefront while you are designing. I hope this helped. I know it was like, it's a little like in the weeds, but for some of you, I have a feeling you're not tracking anything at all. And if you could start tracking, it would really help you understand better what you should be designing. So hope this helped. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm so happy that you're here with me. So keep on designing, keep after it. So many good things coming in the new year. And I know that you can do it. I'll see you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.